It seems like that's kind of become a little bit of a trend with him. How do you kind of break that and get him not doing those things anymore?
You know, I think like with each of our players, working on your mechanics, working on fundamentals and technique it's always a priority. You know, I'm real happy with the way Carson goes about working at that, as I am with all the players. It's really important to us. We put a lot of time into it. Coach Peterson schedules, has a good chunk of time in practice. On that particular play, I mean, he did have a little bit of heat in his face, so I don't think he could quite finish it, but it's definitely important, and we definitely keep working on it.
This offense has not scored more than 24 points since week 3. Why do you think that lack of explosiveness has been an ongoing problem?
I mean, obviously, as an offense, our job is to put points on the board, and that just comes from executing one play at a time, and we have to score more points. I mean, there's no question. So as coaches, it's our job to put our players in the best position to make plays and to be able to sustain drives, to be good in the red zone, be good on third down, to be able to sustain drives, and obviously players' job, but really we're all in it together as an offense. So we just have to find ways to be better. I mean, overall, every week you got to find ways to score 4 touchdowns. I mean,
Smallwood wasn't asked to block much in college. How's he doing in that regard?
I think he's doing well. He does well in pass protection. He shows a willingness, not only a willingness, but he shows the aptitude to know who to block. He knows who his assignment is.
Is there anything that stands out in that failure to score more than 24 points? I mean, is there anything that sticks out on film or in your evaluations?
It's like every game. You go back, and there's always 5 or 6 plays that you say, we just missed one here. We could have done a little bit better here. And it's sometimes, you got to find that way to extend that drive. Sometimes it's a bad break. We don't get a call that we get. You see sometimes if you get a call sometimes on a third down to extend a drive, maybe they interfere. It doesn't get called. You see it happen all the time the other way, but we have to find ways. We have to control what we can control to find ways to get that one key first down. It just kind of propels you on.
It's unusual because your 3 biggest scoring games are the first 3 games. When you look at those games, those 3 games, what are you seeing that happened in those games that hasn't happened?
A few big plays. Obviously, we had good field position, real exceptional field position in those games. We've had games where the special teams have scored and the defense has scored. That obviously, when they score points at the end of the day, it goes on points scored, which somewhat reflects on offense. So that helped. Field position is always a big thing, but big plays. Big plays in field position and then proficiency in situational football, third down, red zone are the keys.
DGB has had 11 catches last 2 weeks, 9 for first downs. Where is he right now in his development, and are you pretty happy with the way he's played the last couple of weeks? That offensive pass interference aside.
Yeah, aside from the, aside from the penalties, he's really making good progress and making plays. And you just see it in practice. Like even yesterday, I feel like he's playing with more confidence. And he's making plays, so very happy with his development, and he needs to be a big part of what we're doing going forward.
What about that screen pass blocking thing that seems hard for him to pick up? He's had that same penalty.
We all sometimes make a mistake that the first time was just kind of a fluke. The second time was just a lapse. It happens to all of us, kind of a lapse of judgment on his part on that one. Learn from it and move on. We all kind of do the same thing in our own little way. That's a mistake that we have to try to avoid.
How big is the block on that play?
It all depends on what coverage it is. Sometimes when it's cover 2 and it's a screen, you release the receiver up. If you recognize it's cover 2 and go up past, run past the corner, then possibly peel back on them if you block them too early. If it's a loose cover 2, sometimes you can get a piece of them early, and it's not too early. There's a little bit of gray area in there. So, like I said, it was just poor judgment, and we need to clean that up.
Frank, you've had experience as a play caller, your previous stop. You know what that challenge is like. Doug says it's a process for him in terms of the personnel that you have, your own philosophy, what the other guy is showing you. Can you talk just about that challenge and learning through experience to become a good play caller?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of it you know, you instinctively are gifted and are good at it, I think, like Coach is. But then there's also a learning process involved in it as well. And it's always being tweaked. But one thing I know I've learned in the few years I've called plays, you know, when you win, they're all good. And when you don't win, it doesn't matter. You know, when you lose, you should have thrown it more or run it, you know, whatever the case may be. So I've learned over the years as player and coach, you know, not to get in the business from our end. You know, I understand from the outside why things are questioned. But from the perspective that we sit, I know the process that we have going into it. I know what we talk about. I know there's a clear plan. I know we know what the weaknesses of the defense are. But there's the way you stated the question was a good way in that there's a lot of things that go into it. The other quarterback was incredibly hot. You know, this or that. There's so many factors that go into it. It's easier to second-guess afterwards, and sometimes we second-guess ourselves, and we always want to find ways to tweak it and get better. But when you lose, you're never going to be happy with it.
Carson escaped from the pocket several times and pick up yards on the ground. It's something he's done for the most part in terms of feeling pressure around him. You know, we've seen the best players, like quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers, be able to do that on a consistent basis. Do you teach that? Is that something that's just instinctive, or is it a combo?
It's a combo. A lot of it's instinctive, but, you know, like Coach DeFilippo does a lot of drills with Carson, you know, where he's escaping the pocket, looking for avenues. You know, we talk about it even in practice. When a play breaks down in practice, don't waste a play. You know, Coach DeFilippo is always on Carson about that. Hey, sometimes something happens in practice, a play doesn't work out. Let's not waste the rep. Let's look for a hole. Let's look to scramble. So that's ongoing. Carson is instinctively, I think he has that vision and sees it and has the athleticism to do it, but we still kind of coach, get it done from the pocket first, then react after that.
What did you think of the way Isaac played, considering, you know, he was kind of like a last-minute replacement?
Isaac did well. I mean, you know, there's always that little buffer going in. I mean, it wasn't, you know, it needs to be better. It will be better. It was kind of like a little bit, not completely, like when V came in, there's a little bit of that shock and awe when you first go in. He handled himself well, but you can still a little bit tell first game, but you can see the signs. You can all the signs that you see out in practice, how smart he is, how explosive he is. I think it was a really good start for him. I think it'll just get better.
You guys did get a whole lot of production out of Bryce Traggs or Paul Turner in that game. How much did the offense just miss having Nelson available?
Nelson adds some unique elements. He is a great route runner, and, you know, we want to get him involved, you know, when he's up, and if he's up this week, whenever coach makes that decision, we believe he can be a playmaker. You know, we haven't hit our stride together. All of us together, because, you know, we're all with Nelson and he's with us. You know, we're a team. So together we want to find a way to hit our stride, and which includes involving everybody, and everybody needs to be a big part of it.
A number in mind, 30 points going into every game that you kind of shoot for, does it depend on the game, the opponent?
Not a specific number. I mean, you know, y'all, I always think four touchdowns, you know, you expect to get a field goal or two. The ultimate goal, score one more, obviously, than the other team, goes without saying. And, you know, we know our defense and special teams have played very well this year, so but we want to be explosive. You want to be proficient. We want to execute. Really, for us, the focus is on executing one play at a time, winning results, scoring points results. If we focus on execution, that's really the best way we have to approach. Just focus on executing the next play, and then the next play. That should produce the most points if we can get better there.
In your experience, teams that are in the situation that you guys are in the final month of the year, what does it take for a team to stay together as opposed to going the other way?
You know, it's easy. It's all about, Coach talks about this all the time. We talked about it today, you know, as an offense. It's about continuing to create good habits. That's just part of the process. No man becomes suddenly different from his habits and cherished thoughts. And so you have to create good habits. You have to create good habits. And there's never a break from that. It never goes away. Every day is a new opera day, a new day to create good habits. And then those cherished thoughts. You know, everybody wants to win the championship, and that's the big goal. That is without question the goal. But, you know, there's also something in that room about camaraderie, about love for your teammates. And that's a big part of how we think. You know, at all times of the year, but sometimes when things don't go exactly the way you want, it reminds you of that. It reminds you of that. And so that's, I think, how we approach it down the stretch.
You have so many rookies. You have so many rookies who are playing big roles. What do you look for from them to make sure they're kind of, I mean, they're going through stuff they've never been through, to make sure they're kind of staying on track?
Yeah, I mean, the rookies, you know, they're in that uncharted territory for some of them. But really for us, it's, you know, in one respect, we say there are no more rookies. You know, you've been into it this far. The expectations are high from on themselves. And, of course, as coaches, we put high expectations on them. So we just want to focus on today. You know, let's go out there today and have a good practice today, because we believe what we do today will show up on Sunday.
The Packers were able to stretch the field horizontally. They had a couple drives, you know, 10, 12 plays drives. As a play caller for yourself, you know, how do you have that patience to call that type of drive that will set up some of the big plays like it did on Monday?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's no question. I mean, when, you know, it was like one thing that I said to a buddy of mine, it was like we played, it's like you're playing a basketball game against Steph Curry. And he's hitting every, you know, you can have him guarded perfect, and he's still knocking down threes everywhere he goes. And, you know, we faced a guy who was a hot shooter, and sometimes on the other side as a play caller, you know, we have to match that. You know, our quarterback has to match that. Our offense has to match that. And, you know, that day, you got to try to just do the best you can to execute and not stretch out after things. You know, so that, I think that's the goal going in every week. And just find ways to, you know, be good one play at a time.